Returning home is becoming an elusive dream for these refugees. They've been living in tents for nearly a decade here in the city of Duhok in Iraq's Kurdish region.
We have been displaced for 8 years. The situation in Sinjar is getting worse. How can we think of going back to Sinjar? Security and safety are two important elements for us. And because of the lack of these two elements, we prefer to stay in the camp and endure its harsh conditions. Our hearts are broken for not being able to go back.
Most of the nearly 300,000 people here are from the Yazidi minority. They were forced to flee their homes about 10 years ago. Nearly half of them live in these tent camps that barely protect them from the summer heat and the winter cold. The governments in Baghdad and Erbil signed an agreement in 2020 for all irregular forces to withdraw from Sinjar to allow the safe return of those displaced by war. But that agreement is yet to be implemented.
The terms of the Sinjar agreement were not implemented despite the consent of both governments. It seems there are pressures on the Iraqi government to block the agreement from foreign powers that support the militia's non-withdrawal from Sinjar.
The Iraqi government says it's committed to the agreement and its forces are in control of Sinjar. But people here say armed militias, including the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, have never left.
We, as Joint Operations Command, did everything we had to do in terms of security. We are serious about implementing this agreement, but there are certain things that the government has to do. From our side, we will not allow any manifestation of armed activities inside Sinjar.
Sinjar is officially run by a joint administration based in Duhok. Some of its members are appointed by the Iraqi government in Baghdad, while others are locally elected. But the reported presence of armed groups is making it complicated and difficult to facilitate the return of refugees. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.